There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We just heard Ken Dorsey, new play caller for the Browns. He was the offensive coordinator, now calling plays. He says Kevin never brought it up to him until now. I think it's interesting, the double whammy here. Different quarterback, different play caller.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure what it means. You know, we've thrown out a couple of thoughts as what it could mean. If it looks real different, and Nick Costos brought this up as well when we talked to Nick in the 10 o'clock hour. If it looks really different, what's going to get the credit, if there's credit to go around for that? Would it be Jameis or would it be the play calling? What would it be? I think making two major changes kind of makes it a slightly convoluted situation.
Could be a third major change if you integrate Nick Chubb into the system a little bit more, if you think he's getting healthier and he can play. So, you know, having a little bit of a running attack with Nick, maybe let's just perhaps say you do get someone who runs for over 100 yards in a game. Wow, that would be refreshing. And Nick could be the guy to do that. So that could be another twist into why the offense is starting to sing. I also think that, you know, if you're looking at the Browns offensive line and it looks a little bit healthier to you, and it's playing a little bit better, and that they can maybe keep some defenses on their heels, not knowing that they've got to pass every down and they might be able to run the ball a little bit more. I think these are all things you can look at, but I think we're going to find out real quick, especially against a Ravens defense that might be susceptible to letting the Browns offense actually breathe and move the ball down the field a little bit. We're going to find out if this is perfume on a pig real quick.
Not lipstick, perfume, huh?
Perfume.
The interesting combination here to me, Jameis throws the ball. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Dorsey likes to throw the ball as a play caller. We saw that in Buffalo, maybe to the detriment of the Bills and to Ken's career in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Ravens are giving up more passing yards than any team in the NFL. Get ready, baby. Here it comes. Dan's in Lakewood. Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. First thing first, it worked for Cool Ray and Kingpin, so I am now Top Cat.
Top Cat.
Top Cat Dan in Lakewood, or just Top Cat.
Or just Top Cat. Right. Which one?
Everyone's going to be a cartoon character by the end of next week. It'll be great.
That's right. Hey, you know, I was online yesterday waiting to talk, and Jeff, I think you hit it right on the money, okay? I'm a computer guy. You don't make two changes at one time because you don't know what fixed it. And you got two parts sitting there that you took out. Which one are you going to throw away? You don't know. That's why you don't do that. You do one at a time. And there's only one reason that I believe this happened. The man who was the most responsible for Deshaun Watson, which I believe was the puppet master, as I've heard him called, he's given himself an excuse. You know, okay, well, no, it really wasn't Deshaun. It was offensive coordinator, right? The other way, if you do one and it gets fixed, if Winston comes in there and everything goes good, they can only blame Watson.
I mentioned that yesterday, Dan. If by chance Jameis went out and lit it up and Kevin was calling the plays after Joe Flacco did that last year, well, that there's only one place to point a finger then, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Dan, that's an interesting thought. Thank you, Top Cat. Appreciate that.
Are we going to start giving out nicknames? This could be like we should start calling the show the Clubhouse, you know, like Baseball Clubhouse. Although baseball
like Mickey
doesn't...
like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No, like a Baseball Clubhouse. Where baseball used to have so many great nicknames. Now they're just...
Everything ends in E.
We get excited with Big Christmas, you know,
Other than Big Christmas, just nicknames just end in E.
Yeah, there just aren't any great nicknames anymore.
Yeah. Just add an E to it. Baskiny. Oh, we love Bass.
Like Squints. Isn't Squints a great nickname for...
Or an ER. Like you would
like
be...
Like Voter.
Yeah, Voter. Baskiner.
Nah, that doesn't work.
Yeah. We're trying.
Yeah.
Steven is in Lyndhurst. Hello, Steveny.
Hey,
Steven.
Hey, gentlemen.
What's your nickname?
Starting all over again, going to be rough. So rough, but we going to make it.
All right, good.
After Sunday, Kevin Stefanski, Barry, Dorsey, they all can pack their bags.
You're saying last Sunday or this coming up Sunday against the Ravens?
After this Ravens debacle, this absolute demolishing, crushing loss, they all can pack their bags. It's dysfunctional. I knew it was dysfunctional when you had the leading receiver for the last 2 years in the AFC North, got you 1,200 yards with five different quarterbacks, and you go out and sign Jerry Jeudy and give him all this money. And then you, on the back end, try to lowball your number one receiver, then turn around and try to trade him. And then you want to know why he's disgruntled and don't want to play for your organization.
He was still making more than Jerry Jeudy, just for the record.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You have to.
Probably matters to Jerry Jeudy.
You have to provide for the hands to feed you. Cooper was loyal to the Browns, loyal to them. And if you're a player in that locker room and you're seeing that, you know, I wonder what the Miles Garrett and the Wards is really thinking about. I guarantee you they're probably thinking, oh, please trade me to a winner.
Stephen, the one thing about Amari, and I like Amari, I don't consider him absolute upper echelon in the NFL. I was a little surprised the Browns didn't offer him an extension of a year or two at similar compensation. But if Amari wanted big, big money, I don't know that I would have done that either.
Look, here's the deal. When you are proven factor and you done went out and you have proven yourself. He was the best receiver in the AFC North for the last 2 years. I mean, you have to reward the guy. You don't turn your back on the guy.
Chase guy's pretty good.
But here's the whole thing in a nutshell for the Cleveland Browns. To me, Ken Dorsey sounds just like Kevin Stefanski. They all in the same boat. And they all leaving. I'm telling you, starting all over again is going to be rough. So rough, but we can make it. I'm telling you, they're going to... Haslam is going to clean house. And you seeing it right now. He talking about he walked over. The head coach came over to him and said he wanted him to do it. No, the owner told you to do it.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much. Steve apparently has bugs planted in the Haslam offices.
Oh, man.
Might be right. You never know.
Are we all truly in the same boat? Are we all fishing in that same hole? You know what I'm saying?
No.
We're just wondering where the time goes.
I don't.
We're all in the same boat, yeah.
We getting real philosophical on a Thursday here?
What are you doing?
This is what we're doing?
The great philosopher Zach Brown once said all those things. That's all.
Oh. What
is the sound of one hand clapping?
You know, we can all believe what we believe. I'm just saying, peacefully, we can agree to disagree on some of these things. But you just can't judge a man until you walk a country mile in his shoes. That's all I can say.
Did you call up the lyrics or you just like...
No, it's one of my favorite songs.
Okay. John is in Cleveland. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
We couldn't be finer. We had a stirring press conference from Ken Dorsey that Andy and I truly enjoyed.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm happy as a pig in mud. And I'll tell you what.
Wearing perfume or lipstick?
Yeah, perfume or lipstick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'll have to wait and see. But, you know, from day one, when Stefanski was hired, it was like, okay, offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, you're the head. I wanted a head coach. I do want a head coach. Maybe he's it now. I wanted an offensive coordinator from day one. I did not want my coach throwing plays out there and being the offensive coordinator.
Had offensive coordinators. He was the play caller.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's ridiculous to me. Does Mike Tomlin play the call? He make the calls? Does he make the
calls? No, does Andy Reid? Yes.
Yeah, well, so what? Who is Andy Reid? Who is Andy
Reid? Who does he think all
that
those Super Bowl
sucks.
Trophies? There those are
no
all Andy just
there
ornaments.
There is no other Andy Reid in the NFL.
Yeah.
Andy
yeah.
And nobody can be Andy Reid.
That's right.
Andy
except
Reid's
Andy Reid.
Special animal. Listen, now Mr. Stefanski can run around to each of his departments there and find out what the hell's going on. Get the play calling away. You don't want that. You want to manage the game. You want to put your boot up someone's keister during the game and know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Not holding the menu card.
You don't want to have to go look at the tape later. You want to know right then, right,
wait,
John?
You may still want to hold the menu card just in case you don't know those off the top of your head.
Game time decision.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. I want it. Then you can play the clock. Then you're not going to have penalties. Then you're not going to run out of time because you're there commanding the field. And your quarterback is on the playing field commanding, but you are there calling the shots behind the field. And everybody should be afraid of you for not messing up. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin, you got to tighten up, buddy. You can't be no lovey-dovey. Well, you know what? You had a bad day. I understand. No. Come game time, if there's something messed up, you run down there to your coordinator, to whoever it is, and you get, I want to know what happened. What's going on?
It's true. Why is Kyle Shanahan calling his own plays? What kind of success is he having? Sean McVay. I mean, has he ever had success calling plays before? Has he? Just make it.
Guys, did you? Okay, how many head coaches are calling plays in the NFL?
Do you want me to keep naming them? Shanahan, McVay,
probably
Reed,
about half anyway.
McDaniels, LaFleur,
how many
Peyton.
Teams out of 32 are going to the Super Bowl?
Well, last year and the year before.
Oh, here's another question.
Kevin O'Connell.
You know what? Here's another thing. Oh, geez, you know, how do you feel? You haven't had any plays over 40 yards. You know what? Guys, give me 4 drives, 10 minutes a drive, you know, making 4 yards a carry, 4 yards a pass. But if I win the game, who gives a darn?
There you go.
John, you got
take us home. Wave the flag.
You got background music, John. Nice job.
What, the betting guys care?
Thank you, John.
Betting guys. Jerks.
John got
background
music.
No, wait, you're not a jerk, but we don't care.
What an honor for John. I mean,
he got his own background music.
Who gets background music other than you?
That's true. Well, you did the other day.
When your face starts to turn red.
That's okay. It's passion, Jeff. You need to have some passion instilled in you.
I mean, why would you like? I have plenty of passion.
Would you guys want Kyle Shanahan to call the plays? Would you want Sean McVay to call the plays? I don't know. Yes. Yeah, I think I would.
Matt LaFleur, you want that guy to call plays?
You think that's it? How many other
O'Connell, you want that guy to call plays?
Andy Reid is a... Yes, that's special.
Okay.
Matt Eberflus with that defense roaring, you want that to call plays?
If it works, I don't care.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.